Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 18th of July 1972. The title is, Only those who have the completion ceremony of their weaknesses are intense effort makers. That is, only those who have the completion ceremony of their weaknesses are intense effort makers. Do you consider yourselves to be ever ready? The practical form of those who are ever ready is that they will be ever happy. No matter what type of paper comes, whether through situations or natural calamities, or even if a paper of the physical suffering of karma comes to them, they will pass with full marks in all types of papers. Do you consider yourself to be ever ready to this extent? Or do you experience yourself to be ever happy, which is the sign of being ever ready? Have you made such preparations for yourself that whatever paper comes at any moment, you are ready for it? Are you ever ready to this extent? Very little time remains for the souls who are going to claim their inheritance number-wise from you, elevated souls. The speed of time is moving fast. Just as time does not stop for any obstructions but continues to move on, in the same way, ask yourself whether you stop due to the obstacles of Maya. If any subtle or gross form comes due to Maya, or if there is any attack from Maya, then if you stabilize yourself in your elevated pride, you are able to hit the target of Maya, the enemy, very well. If you are not stabilized in your elevated pride, then because of not hitting the target, you become distressed. Are you distressed now? If even now there is some kind of distress, then how will you remove the distress of the many souls? Are you those who finish the distress of others, or those who are distressed themselves? Whenever you have a bhakti, you have a final ceremony of the bhakti or the transformation ceremony. In the same way, when will you celebrate the final celebration or the transformation ceremony of this unlimited bhakti? Is there a fixed date for this? Will the drama enable it to happen? The drama will enable the final ceremony of all the souls to take place in the old world. However, you elevated, intense, effort-making souls have to celebrate the ceremony of finishing all the weaknesses in advance. It is not that you will also celebrate it at the end with all the souls. Just as when you hold a seminar, you fix a date, you make all preparations, and you accomplish that task with total success. In the same way, can the date not be fixed for holding a seminar to finish all the weaknesses? Is it possible to hold this seminar? When anyone creates a sacrificial fire, sacrificial offerings are made during it, but at the end, everyone together puts in the final, complete sacrifice. So, can all of you not meet together and sacrifice the final offerings? Can you not sacrifice all your weaknesses? Until you all get together and put in the final sacrifice, how will the atmosphere, the consciousness, and the vibrations of the entire world be transformed? How will you fulfill the responsibility you have taken of transforming the world and renewing the world? So, in order to fulfill your responsibilities, or in order to fulfill your task, you will definitely have to make the final complete sacrifice. In order to make yourself ever ready to this extent, what yukti should you adopt so that you can attain liberation from all weaknesses? You have been given many yuktis, but today you are being given another yukti. Who has the greatest number of memorials built? Who has the greater variety of memorials created? The father or the children? There is only one form of the memorial of the father, but many memorials in the forms are created of you elevated souls, according to the systems and customs. Many memorials have been created of the different actions of you elevated souls. So, you have even more varieties of memorials created to you than the Father. How? The memorials that, repeat, the memorials that have been created of your practical elevated actions and elevated stage. Check that whatever thought you create, action you perform, or word you speak is such that it becomes your memorial. A memorial is of an action or words carried out whilst in remembrance. When something is dug deep, or when you dig a flagpole deep, that is, when you lay a foundation, it is said, dig this thing very deep. In the same way, actions performed whilst in remembrance become a memorial for all time. Whenever you have to present something to the world, you make it so beautiful and clear. You would not place anything ordinary in front of anyone. Only when something has a speciality do you place it in front of everyone. Each action and word of yours is going to come in front of the world as a memorial. Whilst paying such attention and having such a consciousness, speak every word and perform every action so that it is worthy to be a memorial. If it is not worthy to be a memorial, then do not perform that action. Always have the awareness. How could a memorial be created of any wasteful thoughts or words or ordinary actions? In order to make it into a memorial, perform every action whilst staying in remembrance. You saw how Sakar Baba performed every action whilst staying in remembrance, and this is why those actions have today become a memorial in the hearts of you all. In the same way, make your actions a memorial in front of the world. This is easy, is it not? Since you have the faith that all these different types of memorials are yours, then is it difficult to repeat the elevated actions performed and the memorial of so many times? You simply have to repeat that which you have done kalpa after kalpa. So become Master Trikaldarshi and keep your memorials of the previous kalpa in front of you and simply repeat them. You have constantly been making this effort of staying in this consciousness. And so how can it be difficult? Does Maya put a lock on this consciousness even now? What happens when a lock is applied? It makes you crazy. Even those who open the locks of everyone become crazy. Why is there a lock applied to your consciousness? You forget your luck, that is, fortune, and so a lock is applied. If you look at your luck, then there can never be a lock. So, what is the key for the lock? Consider yourself to be lucky. You are lovely and lucky. If you forget your luck and just become lovely, then you also remain incomplete. You are lovely and lucky. When you have both in your consciousness, Maya will never put a lock on you. Therefore, stay in remembrance and repeat your memorials of the previous kalpa. Even now, when someone has created an inaccurate memorial, then, seeing such memorials, the thought will arise that this is inaccurate. If the idols of the goddesses and the Shaktis are inaccurate, then when everyone sees them, they then have the thought that they are not accurate. In the same way, look at your actions. Look at your form and intoxication of every moment. What will be the memorial of my form and intoxication of the present moment? Will it be an accurate memorial? When something is an accurate memorial of an image, then that image has so much value. So check whether your every image of every moment has such value. If not, then the image of the memorial will not be valuable either. Do you understand? So, such a time has now come close whereby an image of a memorial will be created of your every thought. Your every word will be praised through the lips of all souls. So, consider yourself to be such worship-worthy and praiseworthy souls as you perform every action. Achha. To the lovely and lucky stars who perform every action whilst staying in remembrance and so make memorials, love, remembrances and namaste from Bap Dada. Om Shanti.